Among us, there are someone who fought for you to sit in the pew to worship God freely. At this moment, I would like to recognize those who serve this country, servicemen and women. If you have someone who are in the service right now, could you please stand? Let's give them a salute. Let's pray, let's offer the Veterans Day prayers for especially those people who recognized in this service. Let's pray. Dear Lord, today we honor our veterans, worthy men and women who gave their best when they were called upon to serve and protect their country. We pray that you will bless them, Lord, for their unselfish service in the continuous struggle to preserve our freedom, our safety, and our country's heritage for all of us. Bless them abundantly for the hardship they face, for the sacrifice they made, and for their many different contributions to our lives. We respect them, we thank them, we honor them, and we proud of them, and we pray that you will watch over these special men and women of God and bless them with peace and happiness. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all. And those, because of this amazing servicemen and women who gave unselfishly, we are enjoying this amazing worship service, amazing freedom in this country. This battle is not long time ago happened. Not in the 50s, not just the 70s or the 80s or the 60s, wherever. It is happening right now. One of the video clips that I would like to show you today, another video clip, it was taped last year. This battle is still going on. It is not movie. It is not Terminator 2 movies. I could pull it out. It is happening right now. And then I would like to show the one video clip, and I want you to observe what kind of life our servicemen and women are having while you and I are worshiping together here, and sometimes complain about little things here and there. Now let's watch the movie, and I intentionally pull out the voice from the video so you can add your silent voice into this video and observe what kind of weapons and what kind of the lifestyle they are having in this video. Let us watch. Our soldiers were caught in a spinal ambush when they were in a service. They couldn't go anywhere. They tried to fight back to protect their lives, to come home safely. And then they called someone to help them out. Air support. That was the secret weapon they had. And then they were home safely. For 3 weeks, we talked about the spiritual battles in this congregation. And in the last week, we talked about the armor of God. Put armor of God. And put the belt of the truth, breastplate of the righteousness, and a shield of faith, and a helmet of salvation, and a sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and shoes of grace, and a gospel, good news, so we can carry it on. And when Paul is here in the 21st century, probably he will use another secret weapon to describe the weapon we're going to talk about. Back then, the Roman soldiers' imagery is the only imagery he can relate it to because of the biblical context and the context that he was writing the letters to the Ephesians. But he listed it at all of those, and yet the today's reading talks about one thing, but it is not related to. He could not capture any imagery out of the Roman soldiers to describe the power of this secret weapon, the prayer. The prayer has not attached to the imagery. But if we are here, receiving the Paul's letter in the 21st century, probably he would say that you have a secret weapon, which is a prayer, air force. It is not visible in the field, the battlefield that you watch this video. And then we saw that our armed men and of God found in a spinal abuse, and they tried to fight for life. And then when they were kind of pushing into the edge, they had to call for air force and an air support so they can be relieved. The enemy could not see this air support that they can get. They called, our soldier called for help. That is called secret weapon. When we are cornered with a lot of struggles and challenges in our lives, we needed to use this secret weapon instead of waiting for it. Paul is saying that you and I have armor of God to put on the armor of God for freely, for free. We already received that. We put on the armor of God. Do we go to the coffee shop with this armor to have a cup of coffee? Probably we do not realize the seriousness of the battlefield you and I are in. Even though we live in the United States peacefully in the so-called Schaumburg area to worship, take our kids to the school and ballpark and go to bed together and come up, wake up in the morning together and doing the same mundane stuff while we are enjoying the freedom and mundane stuff in our daily lives, our servicemen and women, they are fighting for the freedom you and I are enjoying. Occasionally, they cut in between. They had to call for extra help, air support. Probably, you might not know, some of you might not know that how serious a spiritual battlefield we live in right now. Some people say that I am very complacent right now. I am so happy with my life. Good for you. But put the armor of God. Sooner or later, you might be attacked by this evil spirit. Do not wait until it happens. Paul said that this secret weapon needed to be utilized every single time. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20, it shows that how to utilize this secret weapon we have, invisible secret weapon. Please, if you are able, open up your Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and then this scripture will be presented on the screen also. But I would like to encourage you to open up your Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. This 18th verse does not start as a new paragraph. It is a continuation of the armor of God. Paul, Apostle Paul, simply did not have imagery to attach from the soldiers' armors. But we know that since it is a continuation of the paragraph, we know that it is a part of the armor. We call the secret weapon. So let's read it, verse 18 together. Verse 18 of the Ephesians chapter 6. Here is on the screen if you would like to follow. Ready? Go. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Let's just remain at this screen and Kevin, may I have the 18th, verse 18 on the screen until I say so to move on? Here, the first lesson that Paul is giving us in here is the secret weapon. Always, always keep it in here on all occasion. Pray in the Spirit on all occasion. Not when you are happy, when you are in danger. That is called the perpetual prayer. Pray all occasion, all the time. Not when you are struggling only, but it's when you are happy. Kind of get it, let God know, and that you are happy. When you get a call from your children, sometimes some people, when I visit, and the parents are very concerned when they are when they receive a call from their children, because they might have some issues. Last week, when we have election, and we as a church, we offer our place as the polling place. And at 6 o'clock, I got a call and then asked to come to the church to open up the church. So I came. When I open up the door, and a flock of the people is moving into the poll and then cast their vote to be the voice in this country. When I open up the door, locked it in. That is the way the prayer is inviting the grace and mercy to your lives. It is given to you. Grace and the mercy is given to you already, but you need to open up the door to receive the amazing mercy and grace from God. This is the secret weapon. Will open up the doors for you to be a recipient of this amazing blessing. When cop is stopping the suspicious people, what do they say? First thing they said, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Why? They needed to see. They needed to make sure that they have open space and they are not having any secret weapons, right? And therefore, the safety, the prayer is opening up the doors of your life, disarming yourself. Prayer, perpetually, all occasion, that means that you are disarming yourself to the grace of God, so God can offer the grace and mercy to you to carry on your life. How to use this secret weapon in our spiritual battle? Perpetually, all occasion. Second, Paul is saying in here is a petitional prayer. Here, no, stay with the 18th. Here, all kinds of a prayer and request. You and I are asked to let God know. All kinds of prayers and requests. Why Paul is distinguishing prayer and requests in here? Prayer is a general call. General call you are making to your parents. General call you are making to your children. Hello, are you doing okay? I'm just calling you to say hello to you and to let you know that I love you so much. My parents, well, actually some parents, I call them my parents, they occasionally called. Usually I'm the one who called. When they call, they just say hello to me. But sometimes they call because there is a prayer request. When I was called on Tuesday morning for open up the church door at 6 a.m., to be honest, not many people call in the morning, especially me. Everybody knows that I'm not a morning person. Unless there is a life death, they do not call. But when I receive a call 6 o'clock, so many thoughts was running through in my mind. Is this because of my parents are not doing well? Because of their age, and they are dealing with many different health issues. I was very concerned. Who is calling? Something happened to my people in church, and then so many things went on in my mind. And then I received a call, simply the phone call to say that, could you please come to church and open up the door? And when their statement was received, what church are you talking about? Which church do I need to go open up the door? Since some parents are so active in church, and my number is given as an emergency number to the neighbors, and my parents, some parents, I just call them my parents, they are so active in church, and they are almost like a gymnast in the church, in their church. Kind of Highlander, and they are solving all the problems. If something happened, they are the first one to be called. And I gave their church my phone number too. So when I called, I received a call, please open up the church. You know, which church? On behalf of my parents' church or this church? You know, which church are we talking about? And also, one of my pastor's friend in town is out of town. I am covering her church for the emergency case. And then is this that church? Or which church are you talking about? So I said, which church are you talking about? Oh, your church. Oh, our wedding. Oh, okay. I will be right there. Specific, the petition it was made. Instead of, please call, please open up the church. This person started to elaborate which church and why they are calling for. And then I was able to respond. God knows everything what's going on in your life. Omniscience God. God knows everything. And yet God wants you to call Him and let Him know that what is going on in your life. General call we need to make. And also when there is a specific need and request we need to make, we need to call. There is no small and big concern. There is no small and big request. Do not wait until the small thing gets out of hand and God cannot be bothered by. God wants to be bothered by you all the time. Even for the small thing, let God know. And parents, you wanted to get a call from your kid and hear how they are doing, right? Instead, when the specific need is arise, is not the only time so you wanted to get a call. I do believe God is the same way. Like our parents, God wants us to call Him, let Him know. God's phone number is clearly listed out. God's phone number, if you do not know, let me tell you, B-I-B-L-E. That is a gospel number. Here, God is saying that God wants to call upon by you. Powerful prayer. One of the books I read last week was C.S. Lewis' Work and Prayer. Work and Prayer. If you wanted to get serious about the prayer life, I do recommend you to read this book. Without work, nothing will be accomplished. Without prayer, nothing will be accomplished. Even though our God wants to provide everything, God is waiting for you to tell Him and build a relationship with God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20, it talks about how we can commune with God, build a relationship with God. Pray without ceasing. Even though God knows everything, big and small, let God know without waiting until it gets out of hand. God knows your cry. God knows your request, and yet God wants to hear from you, like our parents. In this secret weapon is so powerful, and no one cannot describe exactly how powerful it is. Looks like it is powerless, like the air support. From a distance, we have no idea how powerful this machine is, air support. Our soldiers are receiving when they are in the field. Power of a prayer. We do believe it in this place. In a powerful prayer, if we go on to read it, verse 19 and 18, let's read it at 18 and 19 to wrap up our service. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chain. Pray that I am declared it fearlessly as I should. Purpose of a prayer is very specific in here. General prayer is important, but have a purpose of a prayer. Here, pray also for me. If something bothers you in your life, pray. If you want me to be a more effective pastor, pray for me. If you want this church to be more abundant, pray for the church. If you want your hubby to behave a little bit better, pray for your hubby. If your wife is whining all the time, pray for your wife to let go of the hang-ups in her life. If your children is bothering you many different ways, pray for them. Pray. It has a power. Personally, I do believe it in the power of the prayer. Through the power of the prayer, my life has been restored. My life has been protected. I do not take a prayer life casually in here. You know what? Once you experience this amazing power of a prayer, you cannot hide this secret weapon in your life. Pray over the phone. Pray when you meet your friend. If you do not know how to pray, read Psalm one at a time. Biblical prayer, you do not know how to offer, read the Psalm in the middle book. The songs of love for you from God through the many faithful men and women in the past. If you are struggling, pray. I'm not just saying that it is a kind of the religious things to do, but I'm saying it because I experienced that. I want you to have this amazing power to motivate you and change the world around you. Pray. Without ceasing, it is the will of God. God wants you to be happy, abundant, specifically in the given situation where you are. Do not give up on God because of the challenge you are facing in your life. Our God's power through secret weapon we are adopting is more powerful than challenge before us. With that ceasing, let us pray together continuously, win the victory God wants us to have. With God, everything is possible. You and I are the victorious people of God already because of the presence of God. Let us be in prayer together, continuously. in Christ's name. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us sing the closing hymn.